Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Spider-Sense Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on Patreon. And you just listened to our latest book club episode on Spider-Man Blue. So now we're going to talk about something else, right, Jason?
I want to talk about Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale.
Oh, let's.
They are a comics team that have done lots of comic books. I have the full list of the comic books that they have done together. But I want to talk about their body of work, how they work together as a team, what we think about their different series. And I want to go a little bit into some of the other colored series that they have done at Marvel. Ashley, Jeff, there are a lot of Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale books that are considered to be great.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about them? Why do you think they work so well together? Like, let's talk about this a little. Let's examine this. Let's unpack it.
Okay. I think, without a doubt, Batman Long Halloween is their crowning achievement, is their greatest story. What I think works about them and the types of stories that they work on together that are popular and that are resonant, because they also have some stinkers,
I
will be honest, is exactly what we talked about Spider-Man Blue doing, is they distill down these key aspects of a character. Because Long Halloween and Dark Victory effectively do the same thing. They're different origin points for Batman, right? But they're able to bring a little bit more creativity, and they're able to do a little more plot-based things than they are with the color series over at Marvel. And it is this sort of deconstruction and re-examination and then re-presentation of a familiar theme that we like, because that's why nerds love origin stories, because we kind of know the basic beats. It feels familiar. It's like a warm hug. And then I just think Tim Sale's art on top of it really ties the whole thing together, because it feels both throwbacky and modern at the same time. But yeah, it's because they're presenting us with familiar themes. That's what we like best about them.
Well, there are all sort of retellings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the Marvel ones are colors.
Mm-hmm.
All the DC ones are based around seasons
yeah.
or times.
Yep.
And with the exception of their very first work together, The Challengers of the Unknown, mm-hmm. which I'm going to say I think is their best work.
I'm not familiar with it.
I've read it. It's pretty good. There's also Grant Morrison Challengers of the Unknown series that's around that same time that's pretty good. But that Challengers of the Unknown was when they first teamed up for the very first time. And I think it was Jeff Loeb's first comic book work, actually, as well. I don't know. Because Jeff Loeb, to me, has soured over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say that. Like, I used to really like his work a lot. And I find that the more I reread it, the less and less it holds up.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't reread Long Halloween in a long time. And I've kind of stayed away from it for the fact of I don't want it to fall, or I don't want it to not hold up for me.
I read it pretty recently because I have a very nice absolute version of it. That's too heavy, but I don't think you would sour on it.
Okay.
I think it's pretty singular. You might sour on Dark Victory just because it's less well constructed.
I only read Dark Victory for the Robin stuff.
Yeah, I love it so much. I also love in the intro, Tim Sale talks about drawing Robin to impress a girl on a date.
Let me ask you this. Do we think that the reason why Long Halloween holds up over the rest of these stories is because Long Halloween's the most original?
I think so, yes. It's the one where they get to do the most of their own plotting. I also think Long Halloween is lauded because Batman's actually a detective in it.
Mm-hmm.
He does the thing that he's supposed to be the best at in the whole world.
It's a story that many Batman stories aren't. It's an actual mystery of who is Holiday.
Yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily the most dynamic, complicated mystery, but it doesn't have to be, because it's at the end of the day, it's a comic book story. And the art, Tim Sale's art carries a lot of, it carries the weight of a lot of, I guess, plot holes or things like that. Like, you are willing to let a lot go because it looks so amazing.
Well, Tim Sale's art makes it more moody.
Yeah,
and it carries you through.
Batman stories especially are where the way he draws ugly people really shines. Like, there's a female mob boss who is like truly a refrigerator, and she's a sight to behold when she's smacking her goons around.
I can't remember her name. Yeah. Okay, So of the colored works from Marvel, mm-hmm. which one do you think is the best? There's Hulk Gray, Captain America White, Spider-Man Blue, Daredevil Yellow.
I think Spider-Man Blue is the best.
See, I think Daredevil Yellow is the best one.
Yeah, but you like Daredevil a lot.
That's not the reason why I like it more.
Tell me why.
I just think that Daredevil Yellow is, I mean, the majority of it all deals with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a love interest. It's not a love story. It deals with Matt and his dad and like the idea that like the yellow are the yellow trunks that his dad wore. And that's the reason why he has the Daredevil Yellow costume.
But that's also the most important relationship in Matt's life.
It is. And I also feel that Daredevil Yellow is almost, it's very similar to Daredevil Year One. Like it's like mm-hmm. very much in the Year One. And to me, it feels less repetitive than Spider-Man Blue. Like, Spider-Man Blue has given us stuff we've all seen before. And there's a lot of stuff in Daredevil Yellow that I was like, oh, I've never seen another. Now it's been repeated to death because of Daredevil Yellow. But I don't know. I just feel like it works better.
I don't know. Daredevil Yellow was the first Daredevil story I ever read. And I was like, this is good, but it's just Spider-Man Blue. Like, I had read Spider-Man Blue first.
I see.
And perhaps that's why it struck me more.
Now, I'm not a big fan of Hulk Gray, but it's just because I'm not a Hulk character.
I'm not either, but I like that they took it back to Hulk was originally gray.
Yeah.
I think the idea and the color choice is intelligent.
And Captain America White is...
Excuse me.
Just, yeah.
Bad. Not, it's just bad.
Well, it's also, again, that it wasn't released until very recently.
Yeah.
And you could tell that it should not have been released at all.
It should have just been a mystery for all of us.
And then there's also Superman for All Seasons that
like
he
Superman
does already
for all seasons. Superman looks like a thumb.
I like it too. It's funny now thinking about this. We just went through Spider-Man Blue. It's very similar to Spider-Man Blue where mm-hmm. it's like it's sort of retellings of Superman stories that we had seen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like it. I don't know. I think Tim Sale is more of the magic of this than Jeff Loeb.
I do too. I mean, Jeff Loeb has written some other things that we've enjoyed and that we've mentioned.
Sure, but none of them have ever crossed any of these.
But the work that Jeff Loeb is most celebrated for, he's always paired with a pretty incredible artist. I mean, Ed McGuinness is an incredible artist with a very distinct style. Does anyone with Kevin Maguire on something as well?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I actually say with the most other famous storyline that Jeff Loeb is probably known for is Hush.
Yes.
And that's him with Jim Lee.
Yeah. And Hush, you know, when you talk about Hush, like, Hush is another one that's really easy to recommend to people because it's not that complicated. Mm-hmm. It's got all the Batman characters that you like.
But it's also Long Halloween.
It is Long Halloween. Just with a bigger cast.
Yep.
It's a more complicated.
It's a modern telling.
Long Halloween is very
And I like
simple.
Hush. I'm just saying that. But
so do I.
But no. Hush is Long Halloween.
I think that's a very interesting observation that we've stumbled on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I know this might be a shorter extra than normal. I don't know. Anything else you want to say? Like any Spider-Man Blue thoughts? Anything else you want to throw in there?
I like Spider-Man Blue.
Anything longer than that?
That's a pretty vague question. I think Spider-Man Blue is an interesting book because it has stood the test of time in spite of the fact that it's part of a very troubled line. You know, like we've known even before.
You mean Marvel Knights or the color line?
The color line. Got Even it. Before Captain America White came out, like, we knew there were huge production issues. We knew that there were sort of diminishing returns on each of the stories as they were published. But Spider-Man Blue is the one that is always still in print and is always the one that people are still talking about. So it's kind of an achievement in that way.
Well, it's because, like, at a certain point, like, how many more times can you tie a character to a color? And, you know,
that was the issue that we had when we were trying to come up with what our versions of that were. But, you know, when Marvel's paying you, I'm sure you can put some more thought into it.
Well, and they also all deal with a framing device, right?
Yeah.
So Spider-Man Blue, it's talking about Gwen Stacy. Matt Murdock does talk a little bit more about Karen Page. Hulk Gray revolves around Betsy Ross, you know, whereas, like, you know, the framing device is like Cap defrosting.
Yeah.
Like they, so they all have framing devices too. So they all have like a lot of caption and
Cap White doesn't have a romantic storyline.
Oh, it's the romance between Cap and Bucky.
I mean, not in my headcanon.
Guess Careless Whisper.
Is that what that's called?
Yep. Cap Careless Whisper would be my pitch.
Marvel can hire Jason at any time.
Cap Whisper.
To write Stucky.
Yep, I'd write some Stucky.
You know, and maybe that's why people found it less resonant. Because there was no love story in it.
I also just think it didn't work. You know, I just say like narratively.
Well,
I also
think I think like that, and then the Gendry Tartakovsky.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy who made Samurai Jack.
Sure. What about him?
Well, he did a Luke Cage book.
Yeah.
That again was like
heavily
10
delayed.
Years in the making, yep. Heavily delayed, and kind of went over like a fart in the wind. Like it dropped. A couple people read the first issue and that was it. Like, I think when projects are that delayed,
don't
let them go.
Let them go.
Put them in the trunk. Yep. Stop paying people to work on them. Like projects die on the vine for a reason.
I think.
And sometimes it's no one's fault and sometimes it's complicated circumstances, but like, I don't think either of those two projects should have come out. And they came out around the same time.
Well, I agree with you. Captain America White was supposed to come out originally around like 2008 mm-hmm. and it didn't release until like 2015.
Yeah.
Cage was the same thing. It was supposed to release around the same time. I agree with you. They should have been, if they had come out in 2008, they would have been way better received.
Yeah.
And now you're just like 10 years removed. Like, I'm sorry, it doesn't work.
Also, comics change in yeah. that time.
There's one exception to that rule.
I mean, there's exceptions to every rule, of course.
Now, it was a different writer. But I think the exception to that rule is JLA Avengers. JLA Avengers was originally supposed to come out in the 80s. It didn't release until almost 2000. And I think, but just because on the basis of the idea and that Kirby is a great writer, that it worked.
Well, I've not read it, so I certainly can't speak to it.
It's so good, Ashley. Okay. It's so good.
Maybe we'll do
Superman
it as a book club.
Lifts up Mjolnir. It's so out of print. I don't know if we could.
Okay.
It, because of Marvel and DC won't jointly publish it anymore.
Yeah, God forbid we.
Because Disney and Warner like Bros. But so like, yeah, that's why I will never ever sell that trade because like mm-hmm. I'll never get that series again. I'll never, never get it. I'll never be able to find it. It'll be like $200 on eBay.
Wow. You should sell it if it's $200
no,
on eBay.
No, I don't want to. I love it. No, there's an app. They made an absolute of it, and that's the one that's $200 on eBay.
Yeah.
So, yep. All right. I think that's it. Thanks for all so much for listening. Thanks so much for the support on Patreon. I am Jason Thup Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye, super friends.